Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Mem Zayin. Today is December 27th. We're continuing from in Sif Aleph in the Ramah, towards the end of the Sif, where what we're going to do is as follows. We're going to first pick up from the beginning of the Ramah, and we've been discussing here Reicha Milsa. Reicha Milsa is the aroma of the food. And the Ramah says, "Uvedin Reicha Milsa." It's on top page 44 in the Dershu edition. "Uvedin Reicha Milsa leinin tavshil sheyesh boi chametz im shartav shilin." In regards to the halachas of Reicha Milsa, leinin tavshil sheyesh boi chametz, in regards to a food that has chametz in it. We discussed yesterday, we saw that food type of item is a tzli, it's roasted. Imshar tavshilin, thank you. Yesh mekhilin b'makam d'ahoya mutar b'shar yisurim. V'yesh machmirin d'mashu miu ika. So until there we saw yesterday. V'daf b'makam sheshayich b'yreicha ela d'b'shar yisurim lav milsahi. Okay, so before we see the words of the Mishnah Berurah, just to point out once again, the halachas that we've been learning here in Siman Tov Mem Zayin are these are the halachas that are discussed at length in Yoredeya. Here we see it's in Siman Kuf Ches, and there's a whole different world of terms, and we've come across a few of them already. Let's just discuss for a second here. The concern is as follows. Reicha Milsa means the aroma of one food will go into the aroma of another food. There are a lot of variables that have to be put into taken into account. Let's just discuss a few of them. One is whether or not the oven is a small oven, whether or not the oven is opened, whether or not the food items are opened. When we say open, meaning that they're not covered. Whether or not the food item has been cooking there for a long time. These are just a few of the items, variables that we have to take into account. Another very important point to take into account is the food that is cooking, does it have that ability to give off of itself into the next food? So these are all different variables that have to be, and the many others as well, that have to be taken to the whole picture. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, yes. And here we're going to see the word shalant here. Okay. V'davka b'makom, we said in the Ramah, sheshayach b'reicha. When should we want to be machmir? When it's shayach tav reicha, where the aroma from one can go to the next. What does that mean? Hainu shehoyu hatanur katan v'sasim. What's the case when the aroma from one can go to the other food? One food to the other food. That's when it's a small oven. We're not discussing the sizes right now, but generally speaking, it's a small oven. V'sasum, and it's sealed. It's closed. V'hachomitz v'hamatzah shnehem megulin b'soy chataner. And the chomitz and the matzah, both of them are open. They're not covered in the oven at the same time. V'chagoyin zeh kaim olon ba'amad b'dyevet reichalav milsehi. In an ex post facto situation, which means I should not have done it, but I did it, we say the halacha is reicha lav milsa, which means the aroma from the chametz does not affect the matzah. So I have matzah and chametz baking in the same time, and the same oven at the same time. If I did it and I need that matzah, we say it's b'dievet, it's okay. However, ulechatchila continues the Mishnah Berurah, osur laso is kain, it's forbidden to do so. You should not initially put in your chametz and your matzah in this oven at the same time. Therefore, b'chametz, in regards to chametz, the chamirat fei, which is more chomer, more strict than the shar yisurim and other yisurim, svirulei lahay svaru abasva de yesh leser afilu b'dievet. This opinion holds, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the last point of the Ramah, that this opinion is saying, even b'dievet, even in a case, in an ex post facto case, it's still going to be awesome. Because in regards to the laws of chametz, says the Mishneh Berurah, the aroma is still, it's valid, it's powerful, it's potent. But something in a scenario where it's not shaykh halachically to have a concern, there's no problem with the reicha in the first place. For example, Shahaya Hatana, the first white line, in some editions at least, Shahaya Hatana Gadol, the oven now we're talking about is a very large oven. Upasuach, and it's opened. So this is the total opposite case that we started with. We started with where it was a small oven, and there was sosum. Sosum means it was sealed. Now we're talking about a case where it's a large oven, and it's opened. Or another possibility, she'echad mehen min shteihem haya mechuse. Or one of the food items that is in the oven is sealed. You cover it up with a pot cover, you take out your aluminum foil, and it's covered. So therefore, there's no reicha leaving that covered food and going to the next one, the uncovered food. But zeh, in this case, says the Mishneh Berurah, even in the chametz, gam b'chametz ein lahachmi, even the case where I have chametz, let's say the chametz is covered, or the matzah is covered, one of them is covered, and it's a large oven, and it's opened. Even in this case, you could be lenient. Ein lahachmer, no reason to be machmer. That was the Mishneh Berurah discussed in this last case in the Ramah. What about the halacha? Says the Mishneh Berurah, ul'in halacha, kvar kosav harav v'yaradeya, the Rav, when the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Rav, that refers to the Ramah. So the Mishneh Berurah is saying, the Rav already writes in Yeradeya, that in a scenario, a case of a hefsid meruba, there's a great loss if you don't have this food. One can rely on the first opinion brought down in the Ramah that reicha is lav milsi, that the aroma does not emit, does not come from one food into the next food. I want to share with you number 21. In the Deir Shuvi says, V'chein b'makom shereicha noisin tam lefgam. So too in the case where the reicha, the aroma, is giving tam lefgam. It gives its taste, but it ruins, gam is blemish. The taste that it's adding is a blemish. It ruins the food. In such a scenario, shafilu lefi adeha severis, Shemashu chametz shenosan tam lefgam is b'maychol is aser harehu aser b'pesach bereicha yesh lahakel. Even according to the opinion that says that noisin tam lefgam b'mashu on Pesach is aser, which that means that normally in speaking that noisin tam lefgam, which means if you add, when you say add a taste, means that something is put into the food, but it ruins the food. It doesn't enhance the food. It makes the food taste worse. In that case, normally in the Shari Surim, it's mut. But in case of Chametz and Pesach, the Nois and Tam of Gam is Aser. B'mashu. Here, when the Reich Alav Milsa, Yesh Lahakil, one can be lenient. So even though, let me repeat this now. Now that we understand it, I hope. Reicha, this case of the aroma, when it's noisin tam lefgam, when it doesn't, when I say it adds, it's in, it's placed into the food, but it doesn't make the food taste better. Since the reicha is not, it's not a real food, it's going to be mutter. Yesh lahaka, one can be lenient. The cause of a magen avram, we're not back in the Mishneh Berurah. Because of Magen Avraham, the Harav lo hiter ela b'shahoya hatanar katan al kaponim pasuach tzas b'makom sha'oshen yoytzei. The Magen Avraham tells us that this that the Ramah permits when it's a small oven, That's when it's opened at least a little, where the steam comes out from. Al besasim legamre lo miklinin v'chametz afilu makim hesed. The Magen Avraham says that the Rama was never lenient in one case where it's totally sealed, where the small oven is totally sealed, even by hefsed meruba, even by a great loss. The Magen Avraham says that the Rama was never lenient if the oven is totally sealed by a great loss, by hefsed meruba, you cannot be lenient. V'chein das el yirabah, the el yirabah agrees with the Magen Avraham. The v'hayisif Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says further, the chamin hatmun in the Shabbos shekarin cholent. That's how you spell cholent. Sadi aleph lamed yud nun tes. The cholent that's in the oven in the pot, afal pi shemavash no yisam bekideir. Even though you cook it in a pot and the pot's closed, kevin sheshoyim shoms man rav. Since it's in the oven for such a long time, this is about days before the crackpot. And the oven is closed from all sides. Reichon chozok, the reach of the cholent. Who can't smell a cholent a mile away? So the reichon chozok, the dinan kitzli, has halachic laws like roasting. Omemela says the Mishnah Brura, af behefsed meruba, aser bechametz ledaitai. Says the Magen Avraham, even if a case of a great loss, you need that cholent to eat. You cannot have it.
Even if it's sealed in the pot.
I believe so. He doesn't say the word sealed, but I believe that's the case he's talking about because it's so strong. And it's closed. The oven's closed. The canal, like we said above, I can't imagine cooking a cholent open in the oven for such a long time. Probably it would dry out. It would ruin it. You get ruined. I'm sorry?
When asbestos was still in use.
Well, we're talking about times of Gemara, even.
Yeah, I don't know if they had
how they did that. Yeah, I mean, I'd assume it had to be covered. But the point is that it's chazak, it's so strong, the aroma that's coming out from it.
However,
most of the achorim agreed, the behesim meruba, ibishas adchak. Not like what we just said, that by hefsim meruba, a great loss, that you need to eat this food, or in times of necessity, that you have to have a simchas yontif. Imagine a simple sound without that cholent. It's hard to imagine. Yesh lahakel b'di'eved b'tzli. Afilu b'katan v'sasam. Not by the cholent, but one can be lenient. B'di'eved, if in the roasted case, the roasted food. Even if it's a small oven and it's closed, totally. B'chumay b'shari surim, like other cases of iser. B'kol shekein, but furthermore, b'chamin hatmun l'shabbos. Yeah, he says very clearly. I forgot what he said, but he says the chamin means the cholent, which is sealed. Hatmun in Shabbos, which is sealed for Shabbos, the Yesh Lahakum Makam Hesem Meruba, one can be leaned in the Hesem Meruba. Always good to see the end of the case. Vahadaf, now he tells us there's a certain case that they had where like they would seal the oven by putting a board, the oven door would be sealed with a certain board, just slicing by a tana they would seal the oven with. Lechatchila Yesh Lika Chadosh, you should take a new one. Don't use the one you use all year round. But the Avid im Sosmu Hatan of Yishana, if you sealed it with the old board, even if you did not wash off the board before Yontif, it still does not answer the food. So, one main point we come out with over here is that we see there's the world called Lichatchila, and there's a world called B'diavid. Because Reicha Milsa, this that the aroma gives off, the food gives off its the aroma, and then it can go into the other food transfer. There are a lot of variables, a lot of different rishonim. They say they can take different approaches, and there are definitely the ideal approach, and then there's the bedieved approach, the secondary way of dealing with it. Yeah, well, that's right. Then there's also that's right. Then we also have the situations where even if it is a lechatchila, but a hefsed meruba cases or shasad chak. Had to be taken into account all the different variables which make a whole big challenge. Yes?
Okay, so if I understand.
Call your off, right, exactly.
Not kosher or render it unusable on Pesach, trace, during the year, if you have nothing fleshy,
Well, we're saying here on Pesach, depending on the certain scenario, it also might be permissible. Even
Pesach is even worse because of the issue of Aser Masha.
Right, and we're still saying that there are reasons to permit it.
So then during the year,
more permissible as well. Now I'm just answering your question in the general way that you asked it. Of course, that every single variable has to be taken into account. Right. Okay. Well. So normally speaking, Pesach is more severe. But we discussed cases where even on Pesach, it could be permissible. Depending on all the scenarios, let's say the oven door is a little open. Or there was a ventilation system in there, or it was a shasad chak case. This is the food you have to serve. There were other cases brought into the case. The other variables brought into the case. So I just want to point out we say lechatchila reicha is milsa. We say lechatchila really that reicha does transfer. Reicha meaning the aroma does transfer, but the other we say it doesn't. Okay, depending on what the scenario is and all the different variables, it makes a difference. I wonder maybe perhaps if I can scan from Rabbi Forrest. He has in his sefer on the laws of kashrus. He has it's a nice sized page on the explanation of Reicha Milsa. So Blina, I'll try to maybe send it out just to give a better understanding of Reicha Milsa. Okay, let's go to Sif Beis. Chametz shenis ariv mishesh shoyis ulamaylo ad halaylo einu oisir b'mashu. The mechaber here is taking us back to Erev Pesach now. Okay, it's Erev Pesach after the sixth hour of the day, before Yontif starts. So what are the laws? Let's remind ourselves. What are the halachas about that? That if chametz is batel b'shishim, even though chametz is aser. Once again, it's Erev Pesach. Chametz is aser now. There's no Issur Kares. But the leniency is that since it's before Pesach, it's Bal B'Shishim. It's nullified 60 times. Continues the Mechaber. Einu Oisir B'Mashu. It's not aser B'Mashu. It does not aser because it's before Pesach with the smallest amount. Eladinai Kishari Surin Alachas are like the rest of the Surin, which is Nois in Tam Lefgam Nam Yishari. The rest of the Surin that it's Mutter. If it's batel b'shishim, the noise in talmud gam, nami shari das atzma yaliba de kuliyama. Once again, noise in talmud gam. In regards to shari surim means, I have kosher food with non-kosher food, and it's noise in tam, which means it gives a taste, but it's afgam. It ruins the taste. It ruins the. It doesn't enhance it. So Nois in Tam of Gam, we're saying that it spoils it to some degree. So by Shar Isurim, and in this case as well, since it's before Pesach, it's after the sixth hour of the day, when Chametz is Aser, but it's still before Pesach, so we say Nois in Tam of Gam is also Shari. Normally on Pesach, we say Nois in Tam of Gam, if it gives the taste, and even though it spoils it, it's still Aser. Okay, now let's see the Mishnah Berurah to clarify the points here. We have a case, chametz shins arev and beit mishay shoyis ulamayla. Chametz got mixed up into the food after the sixth hour of the day. The Mishnah Berurah says in the bottom of the page, in Sif Katan Yadalit, shins arev. What happens if you go ahead and you do it intentionally? You say, L'shem yichad kuch b'richo. Here's my chametz, and I'm putting in the chametz into the food. Sounds like a crazy case. Well, don't say L'shem yichad, but if you did it intentionally, for example, the recipe, your kosher Pesach recipe book, says you need a little chametz in there. But don't worry, we're lamdanim. It's batel b'shishim. It's nullified in 60. Yeah, well, I'm just giving an example. So you blew like this intentionally, to fix up the food with the chametz. For example, a food called murius, pirush shuman dogim, the fat, the juices of the fish. Shemesimim by lechem koloi that you would put in this recipe calls for roasted bread. Afal pi sheyesh by shishim kineged alechem, even though you have 60 times more. Opposite this chametz, the bread is aser. It's aser. We're reading the words of Mishnah Berurah now.
Right.
Okay.
Even
right.
If it
okay.
Detracts from it. In other words, the child throws the moldy croutons.
Well, here we're talking. He picks his intentionally. Person intentionally. Amazing. I intentionally open the recipe. It calls for less than 60%. Of the amount of food. Therefore, it has in parentheses. It'll be batel b'shishim. Right. They think they're saying the right psak, which of course is wrong. It's still awesome. Food is awesome. Let's go further. Let's try to get the little cover some ground. You are obligated to destroy it, to burn it, to get rid of it before Pesach. Midrabanan. V'imloy bioroy v'avar olav haPesach. He did not destroy it, and you had it over Pesach. Yesh oyrim some say she'aser b'hanah. It's aser b'hanah. Cannot benefit from it. Benefit once again means does not mean to eat it. Many times they think you're benefiting from someone you eat it. That's called the ochloi, to eat it. Benefit usually means financially.
Can you give it to the maid?
No. You know why? Because you're benefiting. It's your maid. You can't give it to your dog. You can't give it to your stray dog.
Give it to another.
You can't. Another dog is, you know, another his name another dog. Come here. You can't give it to that dog either.
Another maid.
If you give it to anybody, you're benefiting. How so? Two ways. One is you feel good about it. As we see, the Mishnah will discuss that later on. Another one is they now appreciate what you did. Now, if by the dog, they don't appreciate what you did, but you feel good about it. But when it comes to the other person, you know, they'll feel good that you gave them something. If it's also bahano, if you cannot derive benefit, it means you cannot derive benefit across the board. Elim kaim, unless maichel anachi. Lisal to the nanju chutz midmei iser shaboy, and you subtract the value of the iser that was included in it. Now, sifkan tezvav. Yeah, we're discussing Ashkenazim right now. Because that's when Mishmaru is bringing it down. I'm not excluding Sfaradim at all, though, but that's what he's saying here. Sifkan tezvav. Mishay shoyis l'mayil, from the sixth hour and on of the day. Va'afal gavde loikin ala bezmanahu. Ala chilosai. Even though a person, how severe is it to eat chametz after the sixth hour of the day? A person who would eat chametz after the sixth hour of the day on the Erev Pesach would get malchus, would get lashed. If he eats it, v'gam aser b'hanah min ha-Torah, it's also forbidden to derive benefit from it from the Torah. Mikol malchum kevin de'ein chiyuv kares al hazmanahu. However, since there is no chiyuv kares from this time and on, the Chachamim were not so strict to aser it b'mashu. Chayin the chumra the nice in town of Gam. So too in regards to the chumra of nice in town of Gam. We discuss this, and just to repeat it again, it's a chumra that when it comes to nice in town of Gam, we said that it is aser on Pesach. Nice in town of Gam does not, if it spoils the food a little, it's still aser. However, here, after the sixth hour of the day, on Erev Pesach, it does not forbid the food. Ule'inin chametz nuksha. Now we're discussing a different case of chametz nuksha, which we call it imperfect chametz. They're not totally ferment. Nuksha is it's on the sheet you have there, the sheet we just passed out. Chametz Nuksha is the way Rabbi Eider, Shimon Eider, Zatzal translates is I believe he calls it imperfect, or maybe that's how the Dershu Sheets calls it. I forgot which one defines like that. Eza Shia, whatever it might be, it's not totally fermented, and therefore it's not 100% bona fide chametz. Yesh machmirin la'osor b'mashu. There are those who are machmir to forbid this chametz Nuksha with the smallest amount, even erev Pesach, from the sixth hour and on of the day. However, Avodas Hamagin Avram, V'oid Harbi Achroinim, but the opinion of the Magin Avram and many other Achroinim, came and de'ain by Karis of Kulialmus, since there is no Issa Karis from the sixth hour and the day and on, V'lodas Harbi Poiskim, ain by Rak Issa Derabanan, according to many Poiskim, there's only an Issa Derabanan, Batil B'shishim, it's Batil B'shishim, it's nullified, 1 to 60. I feel a teicha Pesach even on Pesach. Chametz Nuksha is bad b'shishim even on Pesach according to this approach. V'yesh lismoich aleihem b'shas adchak, and one can rely on them b'shas adchak. The da'at, we have to understand, the beyond of Achrayin on the last day of Pesach, af shugam kein midrabbanan, even though it's also midrabbanan, mikomokom, kevin sheniskom, mishum sveik of the yom, since the day of Achrayin Shal Pesach was established because of the suffix of the day of sveik of the yom, is also it's more severe. Also, ba'achila day terubus ma'ashu kumoy Pesach, Achrayin Shal Pesach is also ba'achila day terubus through a mixture of even the smallest amount on Pesach, as is explained in Simon Tassan Zayin Yud. Let's just finish off here. We're running late. It's my fault, but let's just finish off here. Sifkan Tezayin and Yud Zayin. Einu Oysa, Mechaber tells us, Einu Oysa Ella B'mashuhu, Einu Oysa B'mashuhu, Ella Dinoi Kishari Surin, it's like Shari Surin. Balkein, therefore, Nisarev Lach B'lach Misbad B'shishim. If you have a Lach B'lach, two moistures, literally liquids, that get mixed up, it's Balta B'shishim, Vim Nisarev Yavish B'yavish, normally, literally, of two dry foods, misbatal lechad betray, it's batal beroiv, one to two. It could even be powder, yavish yavish, right? Ach tzarech le'ochloi kodem Pesach, you have to eat it before Pesach. The Pesach chayz v'neir on Pesach, as we'll see in Sev Dalid, it is chayz v'neir, it reawakens. Aliba de kulyama, that we said in Nois and Talmud of Gam, is also permitted according to everyone. Hayno afilu dasa machmirin, even according to those who are strict in Sif Yud and the Ramah, mikomokin be'er Pesach, bevade in lahachmer, v'afilu pachas mashishim in the Pesach, there's definitely no reason to be machmer, especially if it's a case of, if it's a bottle b'shishim, 60 times against the other part. We'll stop here for today. Thank you.